Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and I am reading a piece from Priestess of the Prophecy, Book 3 of the Revealing the Druid Legacy series on Amazon, because this is where we get a description of the festival for the autumn equinox, which was called the Second Harvest, and that was an important time of celebration. So this is what I was told it was like for her, at least that one. They're on the Lean Peninsula, and that is the place where the chieftain is, near the priestess isle, and so he has a big amount of land that they use for these festivals, and that's where they are now. The altar was a long, high wooden table covered in a cloth of bright yellow, edges embroidered with colorful fruits above green vines. Sitting in the center was a large wooden bowl carved with the same vine pattern, piled high with harvest fruits. A bright red apple sat at the top. Wicker baskets on the far sides held squash and nuts. In the space between, a bronze plate sat next to a bronze-handled knife. To the right, a bronze bowl of dried sage and rosemary was placed alongside a honey-toned beeswax candle in a bronze holder. To the left, a smaller bronze bowl, etched with spirals, held water. Gwendolyn took her place near the center with the oldest priest on her left. We arranged ourselves in groups of four, two priests between two priestesses on either side, forming a semicircle that wrapped around the sides of the altar. Once we were in place, a horn announced the ceremony was about to begin. People quickly gathered in rows in the open space, leaving a few behind on the blankets to supervise the smaller children. The bard took his plate at his harp and began to pluck the harvest song of the equinox. When everyone settled, an elder brought the priest a thin hazel branch lit from the bonfire in the center of the field. Holding it in his right hand, the druid raised his arms and began an invocation to the goddess. We gave our responses of gratitude as he used the branch to light the candle and then the herbs in the bowl. He gave the branch back to the elder who went to place it onto the bonfire. The priest put his hand into the water bowl. Lifting his hand out, he flicked the water toward us and repeated this four times as a blessing while he spoke a gratitude prayer for the four elements of earth, air, fire, and water and how they worked harmoniously together to create life. Gwendolyn began her invocation to the goddess as provider of the bountiful, nurturing gifts of the harvest. She spoke of the importance of gratitude, how giving thanks pleases the goddess and further enlivens our relationship to the plant kingdom, encouraging them to bring forth their fruits once again when this cycle returned. Gratitude would gladden our own hearts, which strengthened us for the darker, colder time to come. Picking up the apple, she put it on the bronze plate and cut it in half. She lifted one half and turned the cut surface to the people, showing the dark star of seeds. As she did this, she spoke of the threefold aspect of the goddess. Equal day and night at this harvest time of the equinox was the fulfillment of the mother aspect. Moving into the dark time of the crone, we would look within and find her seeds of wisdom that would now sustain us until the cycle of new life and the time of the maiden returned. Gwendolyn put the apple down and took the priest's hand. They raised their arms and spoke together. In the time of equal dark and light, we find the perfect balance and harmony between the male and female aspect. We seek this harmony and balance within ourselves. What is within will be seen in what is without and how we approach all our relationships. Now we prepare for the last harvest, ushering in the time of darkness when our work is done and we rest, spending colder days and nights in our homes around the fire. When this is a time of harmony, all those within our homes are strengthened in body and mind. This extends outward to our community, as it is also strengthened from the harmony and balance of the people. Lowering their arms, Gwendolyn and the priest began an invocation to the goddess to bless us and help us prepare well, collecting and preserving the rest of the harvest still to come. This ended with our gratitude response, our thanks to the goddess who provides all things. The bard played the opening chords of a song for the ripening of the grapes and hops and their gifts of wine and ale. Then he sang a tribute praise song to our chieftain, recounting the history of his family lineage and stories of their generous overseeing the land. When this was done, the chieftain and his family received resounding cheers. A community and its land were truly blessed by having a wise leader. Sounds of festive music followed, and we all moved toward the tents for feasting, which would go on for the rest of the day.